from the Director Department on Aging requesting authorization to accept an $8,000 grant from the Helen Bader Foundation to assist in printing the Faces of Aging 2012, a demographics report on Milwaukee County seniors to be published later this year in conjunction with the 2013 through 2015 area plan for older people.
Okay, Supervisor Mayo.
Move approval.
All right, I have a motion for approval. Are there any comments or questions? Director Stein, go ahead.
I would just like to mention that we will, every 10 years, we are fortunate enough to find partners to help us do very extensive demographic reports on older people, the 153,000 older people in Milwaukee County, and in this endeavor, 10 years after our last one, we've been very successful in finding partners to help us. We will be rolling out this report to the public, to you, to other elected officials. We hope to the mayors and city administrators of the other communities that you represent on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, at the Italian Community Center at a luncheon rollout, and you will all be invited, and I'm hoping you will all come.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. Okay. I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Supervisor Mayo?
Ms. Stein, what is your definition of older people?
My definition of older people is set by the United States Older Americans Act, which is 60 and over.
Thank you.
Unless you're Native American. Right, then it's 55 and older.
There is that little asterisk, yes.
All right. Is there any other comments or questions on item number 13? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Okay. Item number 14.
From the Director Department on Aging, submitting an informational report outlining actions taken by the Milwaukee County Department on Aging in partnership with the Commission on Aging Intergenerational Council to develop a plan that will assist with strengthening and bridging gaps between older adults and youth. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, this report will be presented by Jonette Arms, who is the Assistant Director for Area Agency Services at the Department on Aging.
Okay. Good morning, Ms. Arms.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. As directed by Supervisor Roma West and the Health and Human Needs Committee, the Department on Aging is partnering with the Intergenerational Council of the Commission on Aging to promote and expand intergenerational programming in Milwaukee County. And on Wednesday, August 22nd, we actually had a special committee meeting to develop some ideas to move forward with this task. Our overall goal is to seek and expand membership of the Intergenerational Council, and this is something that we had been talking about prior to the resolution. We also would like to develop some type of guide sheet or resource of intergenerational activities. We also would like to come out with making some specific recommendations for additional intergenerational programming, and we would like to develop an evaluation and a some type of tool to measure performance of intergenerational activities in Milwaukee County. And then we'd like to reach out to other Milwaukee County departments to brainstorm additional intergenerational program opportunities. I just want to read the mission of the Intergenerational Council. It is to promote and strengthen solidarity, support, and positive interaction among generations in the community. And the Intergenerational Council actually embraces this opportunity because it specifically aligns with the work that we currently do. The proposal that we came up with to meet the task that's been put before us is to coordinate, plan, coordinate, and conduct an intergenerational symposium. And this is where we would invite community agencies that focus on aging issues and youth issues, and we would bring them together on one specific day in partnerships with the school, so we could have kids transported in and have the schools invited a part of this. And we want to make this an all-day event where we would have a panel of youth, older adults, and professionals who are experts in this area. And in addition to having a panel, we would also like to do some breakout sessions. So it would be an all-day event, and where we would come out with hopefully some ideas on opportunities where kids have things to do within the summer months, where we know violence increases among youth. And we also want to come out with some opportunities where youth might be able to engage in work. We want to help them to gain an interest in working with older adults and help to improve the communication among youth and older adults to reduce, so that youth and older adults can learn more skills, that youth and older adults gain a sense of purpose with each other, and helping youth and older adults to alleviate the fears that they have for one another, debunk any myths or biases that they may have, and helping youth to understand the aging process. As we know, older adults are the fastest growing population and will, within the next 15 years or so, make up 20% or more of the population. And we think that we need more youth to understand, and as they grow and decide on their careers, that they have an interest in the possibility of working with older adults. So we do have a lot of work to do in planning this. We've had two meetings so far, and as we come back before the Health and Human Needs Committee, we will have more detailed information. We will have specific partners that we have invited to help expand the Intergenerational Council, and specific partners that we will utilize as a part of our special subcommittee to help with planning the symposium.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to be the first one to make the motion to receive and place on file. I think this is a great initiative that's on the rise, and I believe Ms. Jonette Arms is a member of the talented 10th district, which makes it even sweeter and a little bit better. Just how talented we are and how great our ideas are. So I look forward to keeping abreast of
and you will be invited to the symposium.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I look forward to the symposium and also support this initiative. I got a question, though. What communities are you targeting and what schools are you targeting as far as where you're going to get your youth from? And, I know you got the older adults, so where are you going to get your youth from?
Well, we do have a lengthy list of organizations, agencies, schools, as a part of the report, but we're specifically targeting underserved populations. We're not limiting to underserved populations, but Hispanic, Indian, African American, and Hmong, Asian, Laotian population, and we're going to work through the Boys and Girls Clubs. Some of our agencies, like the American Indian School, also our Hmong Association that we work with. So we're working with a lot of different agencies already, and we're going to be reaching out to other agencies, inclusive of MICA, UW,
the Hmong Organization. Is that HAFA?
Yes.
Are you working with HAFA?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes. Yes, right. Christian Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, Supervisor Semper, is there anything further from the committee? I just want to thank you for all the work that you've mm-hmm. done on this. You've really taken it and embraced it. And I was a little worried when I introduced it because you said, oh, well, we're doing all these great things already. And I thought maybe you're just going to kind of be like, well, we'll just, you know, do a little this and that to make Supervisor Roma West happy. But you've actually really embraced this, and I'm very, very pleased. No. And I can't wait for the symposium. I think it's going to be wonderful. And I also, you guys have come out to Kosciuszko Community Center yes. and taken a look there at how we can increase our intergenerational programming, because I think that's just so important, and especially again in light of you know, the tragedy around Darius, you shouldn't be so frightened of your neighbors that or you know, of each other, that you feel like you have to defend yourself. And so I think this goes leaps and bounds towards doing that, so I'm very, very ecstatic. We're
very excited, too, and it's quite timely, so thank you.
Okay, so we will put this back on the agenda after the symposium so we can get a report back on how that was, although I hope most of us attend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 15 from Disability Services Division. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have a motion to receive and place on file. Madam Clerk, on that motion.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Stanford.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.